Bill, introductions. I don't think we have to be in work session to do that, do we?
It's helpful to open work.
Okay, we're in work session.
Mr. Chair, I move the following LC draft be introduced as committee bills, LC 2728 and 2738. The committee has in front of them the list and a brief explanation of each draft.
Senator Gordley, is that LC 2638?
2638 and 2728.
Okay, thank you. Senator Gordley moves LC numbers 2638 and 2728. Introduce the committee bills. Discussion? Objections? Okay. For the committee's information, the LC 2638 is the worker compensation bill that we will begin working with next week. So hopefully you all have an enjoyable weekend reading. With that, and I still don't have my stuff here, but that's okay, we'll open a public hearing on Senate Bill 368. Okay. Okay, we have written testimony. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Kathy Hsu, and I'm a senior labor relations manager for the Department of Administrative Services. And I'm here in favor of Senate Bill 368. The issue or problem addressed by this bill is that we have two ORS provisions that define who police officers are. And under 181.610(14), the criminal financial investigators and criminal investigators for the Criminal Justice Division of the Department of Justice are included. However, under 243.005, under that police officer definition, they are omitted. This group of eight employees have recently become organized, and during the process of bargaining, we discovered that they were covered under one provision and not the other, and based on that omission, they were not eligible for the life insurance provision that we're required to provide to all police officers functioning in the state. These are sworn police officers we're talking about. What this bill does is it makes the change or modification of the language under the one statute to include them. So it reconciles the two statutes. There is no fiscal impact to the Department of Administrative Services to make this change. We're talking about eight employees, and the cost is 85 cents per employee per month. So it's an approximate biennial cost of under $200. Can I answer any questions?
Thank you. Senator Atkinson, do you have a question? He just flinched.
I'm putting my hands down there.
Is there anything that limits this to only eight people, or what assurances do we have that it's eight today and 300 next year?
Well, it is limited, Mr. Chair, to the two classifications. And so it is possible that there could be hirings into either of those classifications, but it is limited only to those two classes.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Pete Shepard. I'm the Deputy Attorney General, and I think I can help the committee and the chair with that question. And I think, as Ms. Hsu has indicated, it applies only to very specified classes of investigators. And the department, I don't think, has increased the number of investigators in that category by more than one or two in the last 15 years or so, and those would be decisions, any radical expansion in that category would be decisions that the legislature itself would control through the budget process. The investigators in question work primarily in our organized crime section, and under Oregon law, those investigators have all the statutory powers and authority of peace officers and police officers that you're more accustomed to encountering, perhaps, or seeing around the state and in your cities and counties. Likewise, these investigators also incur all of the risks and make all the sacrifices that their colleagues in other police agencies make and incur. This is a small potatoes bill, both by fiscal impact and probably by magnitude of issue in comparison to many that you'll confront in the course of the session. It's an important one to me personally because all these people are my colleagues and a number of them are my friends. And it seems to me if we ask these officers to run the same kinds of risks that we ask other officers to run, that if the worst were to happen, they should get the same kind of $10,000 life insurance policy that other police officers get. I should also note for the record that you have, I believe your ABLE staff has distributed to you a copy of the Attorney General's memorandum indicating his support for this measure as well.
Yes, we do have that in our packet. We just heard a bill upstairs dealing with what is it called? The Department of the Police Memorial Fund or something like that. Are these people also eligible or and do they qualify under that category?
Mr. Chair, I believe you're referring to, I think, the Fallen Officers Memorial Fund, mm-hmm. and I believe they're eligible, but I don't know for certain. For most purposes, nearly every purpose, these investigators are treated exactly the same as other investigators, and I don't know whether Ms. Hsu knows the answer to that question.
I don't know any more definitely than what you said. I think they are.
Well, I've got that. I just realized I do have that bill with me, but I was just going to check and see if it would give any ideas by looking at it. That is Senate Bill 366, Fallen Officers Bill, last session, and it is an ORS 243.
Okay. Is this the NLAC bill?
This is the most recent. NLAC bill.
Okay.
I don't see a bill. Okay, it says that using this section, public safety officer has a meaning given that term in ORS 243954.
Mr. Chair, may I go around behind the committee and get a copy of the ORS volumes?
I think our staff is going to grab one of those right now.
All right. Chapter 243, I think, is what we
No, any other questions?
I do have a question.
Senator Gordley, go ahead.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon. Can you enlighten us why has it taken 24 years to make this change?
Mr. Chair, Senator Gordley, Ms. Hsu has participated in the negotiations with the union, and I think that the problem arose in the course of those negotiations. I can tell you that what I would surmise is that we've been fortunate that we've never had a death of an investigator covered by these categories, and so that would be really the principal way in which it would have come to light, unfortunately, and I'm glad that we haven't had that.
Thank you. We'll just stand at ease for a moment while whoever has a chance to look at that statutory reference and see if they are included in that Fallen Officers Memorial Fund.
Mr. Chair, I can tell you from personal experience that Ms. Hsu is a very tough negotiator. You don't want to be on the other side of the table with her.
You are now.
She is heartless. She just gets every ounce of blood out of you. And we've had a great working relationship for years.
Looks like she missed it, you know.
She does a lot to, Mr. Chair, to, we do labor management committee training sometimes where we try to get people that are having conflict in their agency to quit fighting. And she's one of the folks on the other side, you know, does the management side of it and does a great job.
Ms. Watson, this meeting.
My complimenting her probably ruins her reputation with the committee, of course, being that you all hate workers and stuff, some of you, you know, but.
Mr. Chair, could you assist me again with the citation to the fallen officer statute series?
The way I'm looking at this, it says, as used in this section, public safety officer has a meaning given that term in ORS 243-954.
Chair, I think Ms. Hsu and I have come to answer for your question.
Mm-hmm.
Under 243-954, subsection 2, little d, public safety officer includes police officers as defined in 181-610, and these investigators are qualified there under 181-610, so I think they are covered by the, to the extent that the fallen officer fund refers back to the definition of 243-954, I think they're covered.
Okay.
And Harvey just wanted to make sure they were. Is that what you
I just want to make sure they were, yeah.
Okay. So that's all. Anybody else? Any questions? Closed public hearing. Open work session. Closed work session.
Thank you. I'll do it again.
There wasn't 24-hour notice.
There's no work session.
I'm not sure why we didn't schedule a work session. I thought we had.
Just come up again. I'm sure. I'll relay that message to Keith.
It is 3:15. If you, we could have it on Monday's agenda. If we,
sure.
If we want to correct it again, it doesn't matter. We can do it sometime later next week.
Okay.
And respecting Senator Corcoran's demands to get out early on Fridays, there's no more business to come before the committee today.
Mr. Chair, I didn't suggest that we get out early on Fridays. I suggested that we not meet on Fridays. And I did that only because of my concern for Senator Harper and this other young man that finally showed up to the committee, whose name escapes me at the moment.
Well,
he's been back at inaugurations and stuff, you know.
We would not have met today if we would have had an LC draft prior to today.
I do have, well, this, you can
go ahead. No.
Close the record. I just had a question about...
We are adjourned.
Are